what's working and not working when it comes to me valuing my time. Insert answer. Stay with that. Journal on it. Meditate on that question. Ask people that love and respect you. Sometimes it's hard to see ourselves the way other people see it. They'll tell you what's not working if they're a true friend and care about you and love you. Take that step forward.
Welcome back to the Investor Podcast. I am your co-host, Andressa Gadelli.
And this is Liz Faircloth.
In today's episode, we're going to be focusing on time. How do we value our time? Where are we working on right now with time? What happened at InvestorCon with time? It's all about time, right? Because that's our biggest asset.
And our limited resource, right, Andrea?
Limited. Yeah. Limited. I have only 24. How many do you have?
I have 25, actually. No, oh, you have 24. I created one more hour. No, it's the limited resource, right? We always say. So this is a big one.
Here's the deal. It's a trigger to me when people don't value my time. We ended partnerships based on that alone. Yeah. So that's how of a big of a deal we believe it is. And at the same time, it's very basic, Liz, to me. Like, this is like 101. If people don't respect my time, they don't respect themselves. Therefore, I see their value as less. Meaning, if I am available 24/7, my value is very low. If I have limited availability, I value my time much higher. Therefore, other people will also value me much higher. So let's break that down, right? Liz, what are you working on right now in terms of time? Who? Are you struggling on certain areas? I'm just throwing you under the bus.
You're just going, right, we're just going for it, right? Right at the first minute. Good. Yep. That's great. No, I'm perfect at time management, so I have nothing to work on. Can we end this episode now?
Well done. Thanks so much for listening.
Well done. Thank you so much for listening. So yeah, I think something for me that I'm working on that's almost like a prerequisite for, I think, managing any sort of time, right? And valuing time is actually to manage your own expectations around time. So for example, you know, I think it's really important because what ends up happening is if we have an expectation of valuing time, we don't express it to someone else, then we get frustrated and annoyed. And then to your point, we've ended relationships. I think expressing that to people is really important. So that's something I'm working on. Number one, being clear on what my expectations are, because I tend to be a little more accommodating, tend to be more flexible. Adaptable is my natural approach to most things, which is on one side, very, you know, good and helpful in many ways. I can also then sometimes get a little like, oh, I'm frustrated here. Why am I frustrated? So I think for me, the value of my own time is to get really clear on what are my expectations.
And express that verbally.
And express that.
So for women like you, right, that want to accommodate and want to collaborate, sometimes it's very challenging to really like draw a line on the sand and say, those are my expectations.
How do I do that?
Yeah. Like an example of, you have taught me so many ways of saying things instead of like, what the fuck? You said, help me to understand. So in this case, how would you do that in a way that works for you?
Yeah. I think also when it comes to building relationships, because we could tend to over give, over serve, over help. So then our time starts to become endless. So for me, I think it really helps to be very clear at the beginning of a call, a meeting with people. If I'm a little worried that the time could go over, and just because of my natural tendency of just, you know, wanting to help and serve, whether I have a call after that or not, I've been getting better with this. I don't think I've perfected it, but I'm getting better with, you know, I have 15 minutes or I have a half hour allotted for this time together. I want to be really respectful of your time, my time. This is something I want to get out of the call. What's your intention for the call? So I think it really goes back to, Andressa, being really clear with the time you have allotted and the expectation for that time together. You're not going to solve the world's problems in 15 minutes, but is that appropriate for a new relationship that's being built? And you're like, you're not even sure if this is going to go anywhere. I think so. And you've taught me that, where I'm on a call with someone for, you know, 45 minutes and it's like a deadbeat. That's kind of mean. But it's just not going anywhere, right? It's not an appropriate use of time. So, but that's valuing my time. That's valuing my expertise. That's valuing what we have to give. And that's been a journey. So I think upfront, clarity of expressing how much time and also the clear goal for the call, which you've been really helpful for me, you know, what are the goals, what are the intentions here, helps create that space versus what are you going to do at the end of that 15 minutes? You're going to abruptly interrupt someone and go, I'm done with this call. But that's awkward, right? No one's going to do that. So that's what I would say is a tip for everyone listening.
I think there's different ways, right? For a more like operational, my brain works. I don't go in any call without having a clear agenda. Because many times what happens is that two people are going to the same meeting with a completely different agenda and intention, and then is off and frustrated for both people. So going in, shaking hands on the agenda. And in the beginning of the call, when Liz says, like, what's your intention? What would make this call super valuable to you? What would be something? And then if somebody says, well, I really want to define my plan for retirement, well, that's not possible in 15 minutes or in half an hour, right? But what would be a good milestone, your next step? Would that be helpful? So really shaking hands on that. Also, something that Liz and I do is like somebody needs to watch the clock. Somebody needs to watch the clock. And then we're like, we are 5 minutes to the end, just giving you guys a heads up. We have 5 minutes left. Where we should focus on right now? Is there anything that is pending? So people know that we are approaching an end. And you and I always say this, we want to be respectful of your time and our time. So let's focus on the time that we have left so people don't go in tangents and then get out of topic, right? When people do that, I think it's important to regroup, say, that is a great point for another call. 100%, I understand the intention, but we won't be able to address this specifically topic. Terrico always says, right, nobody deserves your immediate yes. Nobody deserves also you to process whatever the curveball is being thrown at you during that call. You can totally say, hey, I need a little bit more time, and in my case, data, in order for me to get back to you on that. But I think people get into a doing mode at that meetings, and then it goes into a freaking tangent. I can't do tangent, right? Unless, let me clarify, unless the intention of the call is like a 2-hour call or our strategic meetings, where the intention is to brainstorm and it is to be creative and explore different ways of executing the same thing. If that is the intention of the call, totally cool going to so many different tangents because that is the game that we're playing. But if it is a strategic call, an operational call with your team, with somebody that you're looking to build a relationship, make sure the intention is very clear and verbally express it at the beginning of the call. Like really expressing it, it's very important. So there's no miscommunication on that.
I love that. That I wrote that down too. As you talk, I think of things. And I think the other key is to have, for you to have clarity of what the purpose of the call is. Because, you know, if you are, whether the agenda is to build a relationship and or to get things done, right? Move something along the way. It could be both sometimes, but I think that's really important. Sometimes calls are heavier on just like vetting the person and building the relationship. You know, we're looking at some new ventures. Building the relationship and getting to know this person is highest priority to me, right? That's number one. So, you know, you have to navigate that. And I also say to really respect time is to always have a summary of like, okay, you agreed on this. I agreed on this. You know, by when's, dates, deadlines, that respects the time that you literally just invested. And I've had my share of calls that don't have any follow-up. It was a really nice conversation. And it's a waste of everyone's time, right? It's not valuing my time. So that's important, especially for people who like to build relationships and like to talk to people, have the kind of call to action at the end of the call to say, I'm agreeing on this. You're agreeing on that. When's our next call to move the needle on this relationship, right? You know, a couple strategic people that we're building relationships with, we always have a next call planned because we're just moving the needle, right? Like we're not going to solve everything on that one call, but we're building a relationship, helping each other and seeing where we can insert our communities, right? Vice versa.
I think in summary, there are three steps, right? Before the call, you're shaking hands on the agenda. during the call, you're emphasizing the intention and what will make that call very successful. And number three, after the call, you shake hands on what is the agreement in regard to next steps and by when. And I encourage you guys to put that in writing on an email and copy everybody like immediately after the call. So if there is any miscommunication or any sort of disagreement, you guys can address it immediately. Therefore, the expectations are very clear for both parties. I think that that's the key. I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with other things.
Yeah. So I was just going to ask you, throw you under the bus. When it comes to valuing time, managing time, what are you working on?
I think it's been a journey for me. I am a workaholic in recovery. And I believe that because of my divorce and how I had to really step up and be the all things for my family and for everybody, I just conditioned my brain to work at all times and really have a hard time not being on. So when I go to the beach, always listening to a podcast or reading a book, which is like how I condition myself, right? To always, if I go for a walk, I'm listening to a podcast. If I or reading a book or something. If I am in the car, I'm doing that. So I think with the different types of treatments that I've done, I start emphasizing much more self-care, to be honest. And I have found that like the return on the investment for me has been critical. I am able to accomplish much more in less time, but I also intentionally like stop being on at all times. Instead of doing that, I listen to music that I like, and that increases my level of energy and really being like intentional. And I start listening to my friend's advice and really focusing on the time and the relationships that I want to build. Do I want to do that? Many times I don't, right? But I always think about my future self, and she has a very calm, relaxed life. And that was not matching to my high. So instead of like going for it, I'm more into receiving mode and being on the flow right now, which is very different for me. The vibe is different. So, but that's the part that I was working on.
And for everyone listening, I love that. For everyone listening, you know, Andres and I probably have spoke about this in different podcasts, but the future self exercise is in essence like visualizing yourself. What do you look like, you know, in your, and you can insert the age. For me and different things that I've done, it's a woman who has very long gray hair. She's a lot older. It's just not like next year, hopefully. But she's a lot older. She's probably in her like 90s is the person I visualize.
Long hair?
She has long gray hair.
What the hell, Liz? We're not going to do that.
I don't know.
We're going to do short.
Well, that's my visualization, Andres. That's not yours. God damn it! But and so for what Andres is saying, clearly her future self doesn't have long gray hair.
No.
But regardless, you're basically seeing yourself as this, you know, in your future self, someone who is really living life on their own terms,
yeah,
which is what we really value and promote and embody here at Invest Her. So therefore, you can connect with that energy now in the decision-making that you're making today to help gear, you know, guide you and direct you and move you towards that living life on your own terms. So the part of what Andres is saying is when she connected, right? I'm just going to rephrase so everyone could do this exercise. When you connected with your future self, you saw a woman who was much more in their flow, was much more with ease. And then you reflected on what you were doing today and said, hold on, that's not necessarily going to get me there. Not even get you there. It's not connected, right? It's not aligned. And then walk us through the next thing that you did, because there's one thing to have a future self and say, this is the way of being I want to have, so I live life on my own terms. and then the place that you are today. So how did you begin to make shifts and to actually take action to move you towards that?
I think I had to have a lot of courage to really face the things that I didn't want to deal with, right? We did a brain scan where I was diagnosed with PTSD. I had to learn how to grieve the loss of my dad when I was 14 that I don't think I did. I had to have tough conversations with my mom about questions that I always wanted to ask and I didn't want to ask. And I didn't know even why I needed to ask, but that was what coming up during my trauma therapy. I started taking really mindful, like of the vitamins that I'm taking and so many different types, you name it. Water with ion on it, checking my hormone levels, going to Pilates, you can name it. Under the sun, I was really like diligent in terms of really understanding my body. I think my entire life, I focus on developing a really strong mindset, and I'm really confident about the level that I am, right? I felt that my body was not in the same level. I disregard my body for such a long time. And that became this like fire flight mode that if I have time, I love what I do. So I'll be working, you know? And that is a condition. I condition my body to want that dopamine, that want that progress that I am making, progress in different areas, which I'm loving all of that, right? Loving all of that. But my cortisol level being spiked at 6 a.m. every day, I couldn't ignore that, right? I want to live a beautiful, healthy life. I don't want to, you know, die of a heart attack or any other disease that I might be attracting based on my lifestyle. So it was really drastic, to be honest, and still recovering from a lot of different things. But I started like enjoying it, relaxing it, fully relaxing it and not feeling the need of being listening to always be in a learning mode, more into a relaxing time. And I realized that many times when I go for walks or when I am in my backyard, I see things that did not exist before.
Because you're more present, right? You're actually really present. Yeah.
Really present. And I enjoy the little things, right? I enjoy seeing that the plants that I planted in my backyard, the bees are enjoying it. So I keep observing them. And it's like, oh my gosh, mom. My mom lives with me half of the year. And I was like, my gosh, so many bees. And like, they were here. I was not there. Right. And I think then I attract relationships, right? It's a morphing thing. That I attract relationships and people that are on the same wavelength. So that's like, I'm living my best life, to be honest.
So for everyone listening, that's on their way to also living kind of just as like mic drop, I'm out. See ya. No, but here's the question I would encourage everyone to ask themselves that's listening. You know, I think in order to really value your own time and to really move towards spending time in a very present way with all the things you want to accomplish in your life and be and do, I think to really get clear on how you're spending your time now, like what's working, what's not working, is really the most honest way you can begin the journey.
But there's a trap there.
All right. What's the trap?
The trap is I hear many people saying that they want to take it to the next level, but they don't want to change the behavior. Right.
So that's not going to work. Right.
That's not going to work. No. Right. So if you're looking to level up, let's use our Strive membership, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It is intense. And there is a requirement of a commitment. If people think about, oh, how can I fit Strive membership into my current schedule and way of being, that's not going to work. You are looking to level up, to take your business to the next level. You will require a shift into way of being and creating a new possibility that will require a high level commitment. But the trap is when people feel uncomfortable and unfamiliar, they misinterpret that feeling into uh-oh versus wow, I am growing. So it is uncomfortable because there's no growth without uncomfortability. And I think that that's the key in anything. Doesn't matter what it is, right? Every time that you level up, you try a new different asset class, out of state investment, multi-million-dollar deal, whatever the stretch is, it will require a new way of being versus, well, I'm just going to stay where I am right now. And whatever that is needs to feed my current lifestyle. That's not going to work.
Yeah. No, that's great. That's great perspective. And I think in order to get there, right, in order to get to what you're just saying, getting honest with what you're doing today that is working or not working when it comes to valuing time will be a step, right, towards that. Because you're absolutely right. If we want to grow and expand, we can't do that with the same schedule and the same way of being. It just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. So, you know, getting honest with yourself, what's working and not working when it comes to me valuing my time. Insert answer. Stay with that, you know, journal on it, you know, meditate on that question. Ask people that love and respect you.
Yeah.
What do you see? You know, because listen, sometimes it's hard to see ourselves the way other people see it. And your close friends, your close partners, your spouse, your best friend. Well, some of them may or not be honest, but hopefully you have honest people in your life that will be straight with you. They'll tell you what's not working if they're a true friend and care about you and love you. So take that step forward.
And one thing that has happened to me is that when different friends start saying the same thing, and then you're like, oh God, I have to do this, right? Because if they're, as Liz is saying, if they're true friends, they have your back. So watch your circle. If people are yes, it looks great. Oh, I'm sorry you're going through that. You got to level up. And you're going to have people that are going to make you uncomfortable, that they're going to call you up on whatever that is. And they will stand for you. Like my two friends, Liz and Alexa, they're like, you're going to do this, and that. That's what you're going to do. And I'm like, I don't want it. It's like, we didn't ask that. That was not the question.
Yeah.
So it's all good. Remember, your time is your biggest asset. So don't waste it. Like, make it count. Make it count and start living your best life, like right now, today. What can you do today in order for you to feel that you invested so much in yourself that you're like, this is the best return of my investment? What will that look like for you? And please go on our Facebook group, share your thoughts about this episode, what's coming up for you. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you so much. Take some action.
Bye. If you enjoyed this podcast and want to receive updates on our next interviews, go to our website, therealestateinvestor.com. There, you can subscribe to our show, become part of our investor community, and get updates on upcoming episodes.
If you like our show, please share with other women who would benefit. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, we encourage you to take one action as a result of today's show and put it into motion so you can live both a financially free and balanced life. Thanks for spending time with us.
Ciao.